quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm Michelle. I'm so glad you are here. I just wanted to read a little review from a Apple listener who says, "This podcast is so thoughtful and has taught me so much. I love how Michelle explains every single concept and idea. I'm so glad I found this podcast. It has transformed the way I approach parenting and helped me with my everyday challenges that parenting represents. Thanks, Michelle, for being so generous and share with us your invaluable insights about parenting." Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. It really does warm my heart, and it makes me keep going on this little podcast that I love. All right, today I want to talk about this idea of, are we ruining our kids? I have a lot of sweet parents who often comment, "I feel like I'm ruining my kids. You know, I yell and I make mistakes and I've threatened them before and I bribed them before. And so everything that you talk about that I'm not supposed to do, I do. And so I must be ruining my kids." All right. I think a couple of things are happening with this idea. One is, we were never allowed to make mistakes as kids. And when we do, we think it's the end of the world because maybe we were treated like it was the end of the world when we were children. And society really does that too. We're held to very high standards around making mistakes. So when we make mistakes in our parenting, we really beat ourselves up. And I talk a lot about this on the podcast and my Instagram, everywhere. But I want you to know, you're not ruining your kids. You're ruining your kids if you don't want to change, if you never work to make anything, you know, if you continue in your bad patterns, if you're not growing, if you're not looking at your generational trauma, if you're not doing this work, you're not that person if you're listening to this podcast. I know you're not, because why would you spend your time listening to this podcast if you think your parenting is fine and you don't want to change anything? So anybody listening to this podcast or following me on Instagram or interested in connected parenting at all is looking to do better, is looking to grow, wants to change the way in which they come to their kids. So I know that you who are listening are not the people that are damaging your kids. You just aren't. Sure, you make mistakes. Guess what? We all do. So do I. 13 years into this stuff, and I still make mistakes. I'm not ruining my kids because I yelled at Pia 2 days ago. I try not to go in their bathroom. They share a bathroom and I try not to go in there. But I went in there and there was a sopping wet, I mean dripping wet, huge towel on the floor. I mean, like you could wring it out wet. And I was like, what is going on in here? What happened? I lost it. I couldn't believe that this was what I walked into. Now, should I have? Should I have lost it? No, I probably shouldn't have. I probably should have walked in kindly and said, "Hey, what's going on in the bathroom over there?" But I lost it. I had just paid to have the house clean. I don't often do that. And I was upset. I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to show my emotions. I'm going to show my cards. I am going to say and do things I shouldn't probably say and do. But do I make it a regular habit of always doing that? No, I do not yell all the time. I do not threaten. I do not bribe. I try not to shame. And the most important piece is that's my thought process, right? I want to do better. I'm coming to parenting trying to be a better parent. I'm coming to parenting trying to have self-regulation and looking into my traumas and really doing things different than were done to me when I was growing up or me and my sister. And that means something. That that means a lot. I also apologize when I make mistakes, which I was never apologized to. My parents never admitted they made mistakes. They never admitted that what they did was wrong. They never admitted that yelling was the wrong thing. They just yelled and screamed at me, retreated, isolated themselves, made me isolate, and then pretended like nothing happened. That's not what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not doing that. You're not doing that. That's very different than what was done to us. And maybe part of this piece where we think we're ruining our kids is we felt our childhoods could have been better. Are we ruined people? No. Are we damaged? Heck yeah. Do we have to work hard to undo that damage? Every single dang day with my kids, I have to work on that. And I'm sure you do too.
We're going to take a break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you this incredible show free of charge. So I'll see you back in a few minutes. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today.
This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula, which includes prebiotics
and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Okay, back to the episode.
So maybe we believe we're giving our children the same experience that we had growing up. And so when we yell, or when we threaten, or when we say and do the wrong thing, we think, oh, they must feel just like we did. They must be experiencing this childhood like I did. They're not. I can assure you they're not, because you're apologizing. You're taking responsibility. You want to do better. You are doing better. You're progressing through this method. You're trying harder. You're working on all your own triggers and issues. You're using the tools of connection instead of punishments and threats and bribes and consequences and shame. Are you perfect? No, you never will be, nor will I. And that's the human experience. Plus, when we make mistakes, we're showing, and we don't beat ourselves up. You don't want to beat yourself up in front of your kid when you make a mistake. Why? Because then they'll think that's what they should do. But when we're making mistakes, we're showing our kids we're imperfect. And that's normal. And they can also be imperfect. And that is normal. You're not ruining your kids. You're not ruining anyone. You're trying so hard to do better. And your kids see that. I see it. I see it every day in our groups with our people. They're trying so hard to do better. They're trying so hard to make a difference. They're trying so hard not to punish their kids. And that's noted by your children. They understand that. Pia said to me the other day, she said, "I'm one of the only kids who doesn't get grounded." And I asked her, "What do you think about that?" She's like, "Well, I'm glad I don't get grounded." And I was like, "Yeah." She notices. She's one of the only kids who doesn't get grounded. That means something. Even in her little sassy 15-year-old body and mind right now, that means something. She notices that. And your kids will notice it too. Esme totally understands now at 18. She really gets it that she was parented differently for the most part than many of her peers. She has a friend who literally told us recently, when she goes to college, she's never coming back. She doesn't trust her parents. They've read her, you know, private journal. They've kind of snuck around and figured out where she's gone and what she's doing. And they've violated the trust, basically. And so this kid isn't going to, she says it. I don't know if it's true, but she says, "I'm not coming back. I don't want to ever come back." Maybe that was in the heat of the moment. And maybe they'll repair their relationship. But Esme doesn't feel like that. She never, well, she might have 13 years ago, but she doesn't feel like that. She hasn't felt like that in over a decade. And so you're not that parent. You're not the parent who is punishing your kid and reading their private journals and, you know, sneaking around and trying to get them in trouble. And you're not that parent. And so your kids are going to feel good about your relationship. And that's what we want. And they want to come back. Esme said, she goes, "I've been just driving around crying because I don't want to leave, Mom. I don't want to go. I don't want to go to college. I just want to stay here. I'm happy here. I just want to be here." And I said, "You can stay. Take a year off. Stay. Let's hang out. I'm happy to have you stay." "No, I need to go." So she's living in this dichotomy too, right? Where she wants to go and she wants to stay. But she wants to stay. Do you know how I felt at 18 in the spring of eight, when I was 18 in the spring, right before I went to college? I was dying to get out. And I never came back because I wanted out so badly. I needed out. I needed it to grow. I needed it to heal myself because I was so damaged from an alcoholic father and an addict stepmom and a mother who abandoned me and grandparents who were alcoholics. I needed out so badly. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Now, it might be the best thing that ever happens to Esme, but in a very different way. And I'm not ruining her because I yelled the other day or because I got angry about something or because I showed my human emotions. Now, do I try to keep them in check most of the time? Yes, absolutely. But if you mess up, you're not screwing up your kid. You're screwing up your kid if you continually mess up. You don't know you mess up. You don't try to fix it. You never apologize and you keep on your path. That's messing your kid up. When a kid is yelled at again and again and again and again and again and again in a week, that is what will mess them up. Those are not our kids. And if they are your kid and you are messing up all the time, there's so much help to get. Listen, I needed help. I don't know if I've talked about it recently, but I got to a place where I was devastated about the relationship my girl shared. I was devastated about the relationship I had with Esme. And somebody told me to call a parenting coach 13 years ago. And I was like, whatever. I don't even know what a parenting coach is. Cool. Let's call them. I hired this woman sight unseen because I was so desperate. She and this method changed my life. I needed the help and support. I would not have been able to do it without her. Without this method, without these tools, without looking at myself deeply, without that time to talk about parenting. So if you're in a place and you're like, actually, no, Michelle, I'm yelling all the time. I'm threatening my kid all the time. I am the person who I feel like I am really damaging my kid. Now, there's a big difference, right? If you feel like you're stuck in that spot and you can't get out and you're really struggling, get help. There's so much help to get. Yeah, you can read a book. It's
probably not going to help you. You sit down and you read a book for 3 hours and then you go to your kids and you're like, wait, what? Where do I start? When we coach somebody, we sit with them for 90 days. We have meetings. They come to our group meetings. We have online material. We help you learn it little by little with practice and coming back and talking about what not works. It's a process. I can't just give you a script or a tip or a trick or a tool and, you know, you are expected to just, it's all perfect and miraculous. It doesn't work like that. I worked with my coach for, I think, 6 months. I still get help. You can't do this on your own. I don't see my own blind spots, right? I don't see, like, I just had a session, or one of my coaches gave me a session, and she saw my blind spots with Pia, where I was really worried about her grades. I was really worried she wouldn't get into college, and I was operating in that fear. I still have blind spots. Does it mean I'm ruining my kids? Oh, not at all. It means I'm growing as a person. I'm growing as a parent. It means I'm constantly changing. It means I care about this process. I care about my kids. I care about doing better. But I also recognize there'll be times when I screw up. That's okay. That's human, right? Some people will say, like I hear often, well, you just expect us to be robots. We can't have our feelings too. Sure, you can have your feelings. You should have your feelings with your listening partner once a week. If you don't have a listening partner and you really want one, get in our community. We'll get you one. And you're going to have your feelings when you cannot manage them. It happens. This is life, everybody. This is real life. And it's messy. And it's unpredictable. And it's, the path is circuitous and we don't know where it's going to go. My path has been insane. I mean, insane. I have gone through every iteration of a different prototype of a parent in 13 years. And I'm growing all the time. Thank goodness. And I'm messing up as I grow. And you are too. But you're not messing up your kids if you are working on your crap, on your triggers. If you feel like you are messing up too much, get help. It's worth it. What's more important than the relationship you share with your children? Absolutely nothing. I remember signing up for coaching and thinking, oh my gosh, this is a lot of money. I cannot do this. I would spend 10 times what I spend now, knowing what it gave me, because it's priceless. You cannot put a price on it. And sitting down with somebody and really having them look at you and look at your stuff with you is life-changing. So we've got our group program. We've got our one-on-one programs. And often I have the 30-day challenge running. Always a good way to just get in there. And I've got a lot of online resources. If you can't really afford to do those things, listen to every podcast. It will help. Get the book. It will help. Get the online courses. They will help. Start doing your work. Because your relationship with your kids is worth it. But don't think for a minute, because you yell once in a while, that you're screwing them up. I promise you, you're not. All right. Thanks for letting me rant. I'm so glad you came, and I'll talk to you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.